they feel that this can be used is for opioid addiction. The problem with doing that is you replace the opioid addiction with the addiction that's caused by the kratom.
All right, so this episode of Talking with Doyle, we're here with our Carbon County Coroner, Mark Smith. Mark, you were elected in 2023 to serve in that role. Recently, we had an overdose death in Carbon County related to kratom. I know you had done a great article on that, and I wanted to bring you in and talk to you a little bit and kind of explain to the folks that are watching a podcast what is kratom and what we're seeing here in through your office, the coroner's office, regarding that.
Sure, and thanks for having me, Doyle. So kratom is a leaf that comes from a tree that grows in Southeast Asia. The leaves are usually ground down. They can be put into pill form. They can be put into just a, some people use it as a tea leaf. But it seems to be most popular in our area as the ground up, do as you want with it, or the pill form, which they're selling basically as a supplement.
So currently, are there any laws? There are no laws restricting this in Pennsylvania.
No, as a matter of fact, you can go down to your local gas station and buy this right across the counter.
And so what we're seeing is a lot of folks that are maybe using this for the first time or trying it for the first time. But what does it? Is it addictive? Are there dangers involved with it?
Yes. So one of the reasons that they feel that this can be used is for opioid addiction. The problem with doing that is you replace the opioid addiction with the addiction that's caused by the kratom. So you have the same effects, and it all depends on what kind of dosage that you take. So lower dosages comes off as a as the uppers, so to speak, and higher dosages come across like the opioids, the down, and it's when you start getting into the depressed breathing patterns and all that kind of stuff. But it's a concern just because people aren't aware it's out there.
And the fact of the matter is that we have you here today, the county coroner, because what this kratom at the end result has been deaths, and we're seeing we've seen numbers across the nation. Many states have regulated it. There's currently a proposal, House Bill 2158, which I am a co-sponsor on, which would limit this to anybody 21 and over. It would also say it has to be not the synthetic form, the 7-OH, as it's referred to. But as we work on this, what would you say to folks when they see these, or what would you say to folks when they're looking at, talking to their children about it, as to what the dangers are and with messing around with this type of product?
Basically, just that it's not as safe as you would think. You would think something that you can buy across the counter is pretty much foolproof, but it's not. Like we said, it has the addictive effects. People want more of it. People build up tolerance levels, and that's where we start getting into problems. We had our first, it's called mitragynine, is the chemical name for it, and we had one cause of death last year that was mitragynine toxicity. That's when I really started looking into this, because of being a first for us, we just wanted to make sure the public was aware.
So I get emails into my inbox every day from people across the state and across the nation saying, oh, this kratom is great, and I'm not having an issue with it. We need to, promote it, or we need more use of it. But yet we hear from the addiction physicians, and they're saying that more people are getting hooked on these gas station drugs in Pennsylvania than anything else. So what do you say to those folks that are saying, oh, this has positive uses?
It does treat some symptoms of anxiety. It's used as an energy supplement. I would caution, because I really believe that to be a overconfidence in the product, and you're developing a level that will need more of the drug and more of the drug as you go down the line, and that's where we start running into the problems. So don't be overconfident that the drug is harmless, because there's still a lot we don't know about it.
I was talking to a gentleman who had some of his, who knows some acquaintances of his who had started using this for medicinal purposes, and wound up getting addicted to it. And we've heard reports that this is a harder addiction to beat than an opioid addiction. Mm-hmm. And since we're hearing from those physicians that deal with this, and we're hearing it on the front line, I think it is something that, you know, people think, well, I can take a little bit of this or I can mess with it. And the same thing, like what happened with the opioids, right? I mean, people said, oh, OxyContin is going to be the cure-all for pain. People started taking it a couple weeks later. They couldn't stop taking it a couple months later. They're trying heroin, because that's what OxyContin was. And so there are no wonder drugs out there, right? There isn't no magic pill that's going to cure everything. And Kratom certainly is not that. And as we're seeing, because more and more people are turning up on these overdose death panels that have been messing with this Kratom.
Don't take our word for it. I mean, look at the coroner's reports of across the United States of coroners that have handled this. And it is a real threat, and it's a real thing. And it needs to be taken seriously.
Because this is kind of a developing thing we're seeing right now. There are several proposals in the Senate and the House to try to address this. But, you know, as we look at overall overdose deaths and we look at what happened with the opioid crisis, and we're still – that still has a lingering effects. We've seen many deaths in Carbon County. What is your concern going forward as we still battle the opioid epidemic to a degree, and you are, unfortunately, are on the front lines of that in the coroner's office? I mean, how many overdose deaths are we seeing still in Carbon County? And if this Kratom isn't put in check now, what could happen?
Right. So we want to learn from our mistakes, so to speak. Let's stay ahead of the game. Let's get on this and make sure that people don't use this as a replacement for the opioids they maybe wish they could get or can't get anymore. So we got to strike while the iron is hot, I think.
Like I said, we have legislation. We're pushing to get some of this across the finish line. But also a lot of it is educating parents and educating people that think, well, hey, this is something that's safe when we are seeing those overdose deaths.
Exactly. And that was my big concern, was that the unknown. And there are still a lot of unknowns in the research of Kratom, that dangers that may have presented themselves that just haven't been discovered yet.
Yeah, so I would caution anybody, if you're dealing with an addiction of any sort and looking for that help, there's help out there, right? Carbon Monroe Pike in Carbon County, there's all kinds of treatment. There's all kinds of help and treatment for addiction. If it's an anxiety issue or it's something else that you're dealing with, there are scientific proven therapies and different things to help you with that. I would caution anybody buying something at the gas station that they think is going to cure their anxiety or cure their pain or anything like that. I would really caution against that. And really the reason we're doing this podcast is because we're losing people right now in this Commonwealth because of this.
Exactly. And I can't say it any better than you just did, Doyle. Let's nip this in the bud before it becomes a real problem.